Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Wow, did I cut it close today. The intro was playing, and Vinny just connected. Jason, my apologies for being late this morning. Jason's engineering. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich.
Thank you, Vince. How's everything in Missouri this morning?
Well, you know, the grass is growing. It's rained overnight. We had some twins born yesterday, and twins, you know, it's tough when you have twin calves because usually mama kicks one of them to the curb, keeps the favorite, and kicks the other one to the curb. And so we're doing everything we can to have both of the calves survive. So far this year, we lost 5 cows. It's been a rough year. The weather has been, you know, these drastic changes in temperature. Farming is not for the faint of heart. There's no question about it. It's not. There are lots of joys and there are lots of sorrows. And, you know, yesterday was a joyful day, and hopefully we'll be able to keep these two calves alive. What we do is we buy colostrum, which is the mama's first milk, and we keep that. You can buy it in bags, and you can hydrate it with, you know, it's like formula, but it's special formula for day number one. And you need to make sure that that baby calf or calves have mama's milk on day one, or they flat out don't make it. They die. And sometimes it takes several days to die. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. But there's virtually no success in trying to keep a newborn calf alive if it doesn't get mama's milk. Rich, your comments?
Well, hey, the elite are saying, I know they've been saying this for quite some time, but they've been really ramping it up where they're saying that how we need to eliminate beef, eliminate meat from our diet, eat bugs, kill your pets. BBC and Bloomberg just the other day said, kill your pets, basically, because you can't afford them. So basically, they're just telling us that they are going to run the show. They're going to have the lifestyle. They're going to have the energy and the oil and the yachts and the private jets. And we are to have nothing. We have to remember, folks, that our leaders in the U.S., everything's been infiltrated. We're run by posers, users, pedos, phonies, sellouts, traitors who want wars, fear porn, like more and more virus variants. And most of these people, whether it be in Hollywood or politicians or bankers or lawyers or judges, most of these people are born on third base. And this is why we've talked so much about the delegitimization of work and the connect-the-dot definitions to value and demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job and wealth inequality and liability immunity for the bigs, eliminating the rule of law for precedents and giving free lunch to the elites. We need to talk more about value because, you know, whether it be, you know, beef, whether it be food, whether it be water, whether it be shelter, whether it be energy, all the basic things that we talk about on this broadcast often. And we have to look at how it's defined, because accountability, laws, rules, all vaccines, I mean, everything has been changed by definition for the purpose of selling the narrative for the benefit of the elite and consolidating power, money, and control. News, assets, dollars, or commerce in general, jobs, work, academia, people, our own American soldiers who've been thrown under the bus in so many different ways, protecting our country for our freedoms, our liberty, our rule of law, our due process, and they're literally second-class citizens as per our powers that be. Our Constitution, Bill of Rights, children, families, qualifications, standards, rule of law, due process across the board. Science is up for sale. Medicine, math, elections, borders, gender, survival, and reality. All this is on the chopping block as far as definitions and value. We're at a point where nothing means anything anymore. Vince, you want to comment on what I just said?
I'm in total agreement with you, and I was thinking you're partially talking about this guy who trades as Rachel Levine, and in the Biden administration. It's there's a post in the Babylon Bee. It's kind of a like the Onion, and they said that health. Transgender Assistant Secretary of Health, Rachel Levine, Man of the Year. Now, Rachel Levine is a transgender. He is a guy who calls himself Rachel, and I believe his original first name was Richard, I think. I'm trying to find that out. And you know, when you do a search now, it's difficult to find out these kinds of facts. You know, it used to be you could type in a person and comma real name. Well, even Wikipedia, I'm trying to find it in Wikipedia. Maybe they buried it where it's not so easy to see. But, yeah, it was his real name before he changed his name to Rachel was Richard Levine. Yeah, and he's transgender. But even the media calls Richard Levine a female. She calls him she. It's got to stop. It has got to stop. He's not a she any more than I'm a she. Okay.
Yeah.
It's all,
okay.
If you ask Dr. Sheely, it you can tell by chromosomes. You can tell by plumbing. It's real simple. Except this guy is confused. And he's one of those uniformed four-star types. Back to you.
Yeah, and look, nothing is what it seems to be. It's all propaganda, false flags, lies, gaslighting, and hoaxes, all of it. And we've given thousands of examples over the years, just like Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, the independent media, and I've given a ton of articles, all published in the public domain, showing the proof of this. And New York Times and NewsGuard, the so-called elite fact-checking, Adam Schiff, the CNNs of the world, all the mainstream media, the Dems in Congress, they're all liars. Look, we're not here to entertain you, folks. We are here to give you information so you know how to proceed in life. We're here to talk about truth and patriotism. At the very least, we owe that to our fallen heroes, our combat soldiers fought, bled, and died. Over a million died for us, for our freedoms, our liberty. And we need to remember them and say thank you to them every day. And we can't just think about our own personal benefits. And we have to think of the country as a whole. And we all know that we're falling dramatically. And that's why you are listening to broadcasts on the independent media like this. And speaking of transgenders, I want to talk a little bit about the Hunter Biden laptop. I got so many articles, Vince, and I already know I'm not going to get to them all, but here's an article. It's from LifeSite. Mother delivers powerful message outlining how the LGBT agenda led her daughter to suicide. And I'm just going to go down to one very important statistic. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, 50.8%, that's over half, of adolescent women or girls who transition to young men, and all the words like transition and men are obviously in quotes, attempt suicide. So over half of these young females who have been coerced and or somehow brainwashed into transitioning, over 50% try to commit suicide, compared with probably one-fifth of that for the biological male population. And the biological male population, just like, we'll take the sports, for example, like Will Thomas, a.k.a. Leah Thomas. I have an article in here somewhere, too, that shows how she blows her competition away, and there is no pun intended there. And, who's talking about all this? It's the independent media who's saying it's not fair. So we have to realize, I think what we need to do is talk a little bit about the psyops before I go on to articles. And we've talked, the regular listeners, I've spent a lot of time on delivering studies, clinical studies about psyops. Karen Kingston, she recently said, DARPA has a calculated plan to mass murder the American people. It's on the Stu Peter Show. And it's on government websites, a lot of this information. So when the government tries to, like DARPA, tries to kill people, what's that called? It's called democide, right? Death by government. But we have to go back and remember all the things that we've talked about mind control, like mass formation psychosis. I think the whole world now, and if you read 1 minute a day, you've heard about mass formation psychosis and how they use hypnosis and fear and brainwash the population and turn thinkers into followers. It's even admitted by the Pentagon for population control. We talked about this in the context of the divide and conquer strategies on how they attack each other and distract and dumb down and lowers the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Now, going into it with a little more detail, when you look at MK Ultra, which was a Nazi program back in the day, well, the DARPA and the NIH, and you have to do a little digging. You have to do some reading, research, and like Vincent, I always says, never believe a word we say. Always read, research, and verify what we say, okay? And so when you look at the intelligence organizations who want ideological conformity, and they use words like sustainability and climate change and Agenda 21, Agenda 30, oh, it's for the good of the people. Everything is based on psyops. So MK Ultra, they use this mind control, this manipulated mind control. And today, because, when it started back in the Nazi days, they didn't have the technology that they have today. They didn't have the nanotechnology. They didn't have the frequencies. They didn't have the electromagnetic radiations and the 5Gs. But they're still using certain things like masks and social distancing to create submissive conformity, to create fear. And you look at the surveillance, the tracking, the tracing, the human hacking with gene editing. You look at a lot of these school shooters and a lot of these people who do violent crimes have been part of this experiment. And just like climate change and Agenda 21, it's about fear, it's about lies, it's about implementing COVID to control the people. I've talked about the agenda and the objectives and how we've connected the dots with the Great Reset and the climate change, the COVID, and the transfer of wealth from the little guy to the top 1%. The social credit scores, the fake vaccines, tyrannical takeover, censorship, tracking, surveillance.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us live in Montana. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. I just want to put an exclamation point on what I was saying about the psyops, the design mind control, the forced emotion, and how they use trigger words and electromagnetic radiation and 5G and other technological frequencies to control what you think and what you do. They need to disrupt everything. They need to put question marks around everything so they can funnel you and force you into how you think. It's behavior modification, mind control. And they would rather have you living in a virtual reality than a real reality. And this is why they do things like creating victim group status, because they want controlled reactions. They want emotional reactions. And it's all part of that, you know, assigned sustainability, Green New Deal, critical race theory, delegitimizing work with MMT and UBI, which is modern monetary theory, and universal basic income. I even have an article on that if I get to it today. You know, it's centralizing money. It's basically everything is run by a non-elected group of people at the very top, all by design. And this is why we talk, like last week, we talked a lot about ideas and solutions. We do that occasionally because we're trying to wake people up. We're not trying to be everybody's best friends. We're trying to be Americans because this is our duty. This is our obligation to make you understand how they're using this Hegelian dialect, the professional wordsmithing, and the media propaganda from movies to sitcoms and all the subliminal messaging that's hidden. And it's also designed to purposely lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. So basically, it's designed to insult your work ethic, ability, and intelligence, but get your guard up so you are forced subliminally to protect your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun because they purposely embarrass you. It's all designed to degrade and disrespect you, not empower you or your group or the nation. It's designed to do the opposite. It's designed to make you submissive. The system is designed, these psyops, designed to break your will, to reward mediocrity and eliminate opportunity and knowledge and productivity and innovation amongst the people so only the elite get the benefits. So, Vince, what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, unless you want to jump in and comment on what I just said, I have so many articles, and I think since we kind of somehow went into PSYOPs, I'd like to talk about some Russia/Ukraine news, unless you want to interject something.
I just have a quick comment, Rich. Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Sheely and you and Dr. Joel Wallach and I and other instructors have been trying to get people to pay attention to their own situation, their own health, and take care of it. And yet, they don't want to do it. Rich, I remember, as an exclamation point, I remember talking with a guy several years ago, and his health was just falling apart. And he said, well, you know, I'm 57. You know, what can you expect? I'm 57. And he was telling me he's worn out at 57. I'm thinking, 57? That's pretty young to me. I don't get it. So yes, people have been brainwashed. They've been taught to think that it's normal to fall apart at 57. Back to you.
Look, we can't. Back in the day, we can count on our government and big corporation institutions and organizations and NGOs and all this stuff to be beneficial to the people with information. You know. Back in the day, oh, take your vitamin D3, take your vitamin C, your B complex, your zinc, your quercetin for your zinc ionospheres and the zinc. All, you know, exercise, sleep, you know, all, you know, keep your weight at a certain normal range. I mean, all this stuff was. I mean, you got tired of hearing it because people use common sense and use logic and used. You know, righteous information to pass on to the other people. We have to remember that all of our institutions and organizations have been infiltrated. This is why they want World War III, and that's kind of why I'm going into some of the psyops behind Ukraine and Russia. Because if we have World War III, folks, count on a global dictatorship and martial law worldwide. Now, Dr. Corey said from USAWatchdog.com recently in an interview, over 900,000 deaths already occurred. And could have been, all of them mostly could have been eliminated with early treatment, which the powers that be eliminated from our menu. It's going to get a lot worse if we don't wake up. We'll be right back, folks.
On high with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Severe weather is threatening more than 50 million Americans. More than a dozen states from the southern plains to the southeastern coast are facing some type of severe weather risk for the next couple of days. A tornado outbreak has already slammed Texas and parts of Oklahoma Monday. The greatest threat of tornadoes will be a triangle pattern from Houston, Texas to Memphis, Tennessee to Tallahassee, Florida, and includes Atlanta and New Orleans. President Biden is sounding the alarm and warned of Russian cyber attacks against the United States, what he called new intelligence concerning Putin's regime.
As I said, the magnitude of Russia's cyber capacity is fairly consequential, and it's coming. The federal government is doing its part to get ready. But under U.S. law, as you all remember, the private sector, all of you, largely decides the protections that you will or will not take.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A proposal introduced in the California State Assembly would allow parents in the state to sue social media companies that knew or should have known that their products were addictive to children. Democrat Buffy Wicks and Republican Jordan Cunningham are the co-sponsors. They say it's time to strengthen our privacy protections, ban targeting advertising to children, demand tech companies stop collecting personal data on children. With American energy prices going through the roof, the blame game is being played in Washington. President Biden.
Republicans say it's Biden's gas pipeline. Biden said he's going to stop the Keystone pipeline, and I did. And that's the reason prices went up. Folks, let's get something straight here. The Keystone pipeline was 2 years away. It had been 2% finished. Give me a break.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky.
The Biden administration wants to claim that a full year's worth of price hikes were all caused by a war Putin started 3 weeks ago. First, the Biden administration rolls out a direct attack on American energy. Then working families feel the pinch. And then Democrats try to deflect the blame. Take the Keystone XL pipeline. President Biden made canceling it a day one priority. The problem is that back during the Obama administration, their own analysis suggested the project would be fully operational by 2013.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
It's going to be sliding.
Twitter today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go
to DC
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Egan's with us, Rich. Back to you.
Thank you, sir. And Vince, I really appreciate you always allowing me for 11 years now to exercise our First Amendment right that so many combat soldiers gave their life for. So, folks, just listening to the, I'm going to go off into a tangent as I normally do because I know I'm not going to get to all my articles that I prepared for the day. But that being said, just listen to the BS during the news during the commercial break, you know, about the Russia cyber attacks. Polls show that basically, the powers that be almost always through Hollywood, through politicians, through bankers, through lawyers, through judges, basically most of the corrupt individuals who run the nation through because they're bribed and blackmailed and threatened. Polls show that it's not Russia that's going to do the cyber attacks. It's going to be either U.S., NATO, the U.N., the World Economic Forum for favors. What you see, what you hear, is mostly acting. It's good cop, bad cop. While they're consolidating power, money, control. And during the break, I just took a few articles out before I go into the Ukraine, Russia, misinformation. First of all, never believe anything. Most of it on every side is propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. It's all for the benefit of the elite and using the people for doing it. Now, we have to address these psyops, all this misinformation that comes from the certain powers that be, the censoring, especially the censoring of truth. I'm just I just pulled out a few articles just because of that last commercial break. The president of the United States, this is a tweet on Twitter. I don't go on that or Facebook or anything. I just don't have time to do that stuff. But that's okay. The president of the United States, I'm quoting here, has a crack-smoking son who is laundering him cash from Ukraine while VP. And the FBI knew about it before the election. And now America is sending the same country billions. How is this real? I just want you to think about that little tweet. And here's, it looks like this is on Twitter, too. And this is regarding the Hunter Biden laptop. Do you remember where the New York Times and NewsGuard fact-checking and the mainstream media like CNN and the Democrats in Congress like Adam Schiff basically were calling everybody liars? Well, here's the intelligence officials who colluded to interfere in the 2020 election by making up a false story that Hunter's laptop was a Russian plot, just like Donald Trump. Remember? He was a Russian spy and collaborator. You just can't make this stuff up. You cannot believe anything. There is zero value in any of this. This is why the people have lost confidence in this system. Our journalists, the mainstream media, judges, lawyers, bankers, politicians, all the people in charge have betrayed the trust of the people. They have corrupted their profession. When you lower the bars of standards and for expectations for a job, and I've said this a gazillion times, and you demand to lower the standards and expectations for the job, especially for a specific group, hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards, nothing means anything anymore. And we give liability immunity to the most corrupt. We eliminate protection, rights, and restitutions under the rule of law for the people who were targeted. And we destroy everything that America was built on because useful idiots are voting for their group hyphen and pronoun. And we have hypocrisy and double standards and brainwashing being delivered like it's a ham and cheese sandwich. But these are some of the people in our quote-unquote intelligence community who said that the Hunter Biden laptop was a hoax, a Russian plot. James Clapper, Michael Hayden, Leon Panetta, John Brennan, Mark Polymarpolop, whatever his name is, I can't pronounce it, John Seifert, John McLaughlin, Michael Morell. And there's a huge list right in front of me of so many different people, from politicians to mainstream media personnel to more intelligence. Oh, my. It would take the rest of the broadcast to deliver this information to the class. So what I'm saying here is you cannot believe anything. There is no value, zero, in any intelligence agencies, in academia. It's all a psyop. It's brain. That's why I give brainwashing studies to show submissive conformity, like the MIT study. That's why there's no official authorities. There's no experts. There's bought and paid for and people who stand for principle, which is the same rules, laws, accountability, and truth. Okay? It's about consolidating power, money, and control. It's never about equality, fairness, tolerance, and inclusiveness. These are all politically correct buzzwords hijacked by definition to control the people. Control the people. All these names that I've mentioned, those are the exact definitions of American sellouts. They're not representing the people. They represent the elite. And in return, they get paid with fame, fortune, and they get the elite system, like the mainstream media, gets to manufacture their perception of self-importance and self-preservation. And that's why we need to discuss all this. Here's another example. Former Australian, and this might be on Twitter or somewhere, it's on video, but basically the former Australian Special Forces Commando, Ricardo Bossi, on Ukraine. This man is extremely credible, and I'm going to quote him. Ukraine is the center of the deep state. It's the head of the snake, and Vladimir, that means Putin, is taking the head off. Ukraine has been the center of the globalists for decades and decades, and the CIA has been working in the Ukraine for 70 years. Ignore, I'm still quoting, all the chatter about nuclear war and Russia's attempt to take over the globe, completely the opposite. Do your own research and stop watching the mainstream media, okay? And I'm going to go to another article here. Democrats urge DOJ to address insider threats from candidates who deny the 2020 results. Well, I got some news for you. I've got some election fraud information, too. But I got some breaking news tomorrow. That's tomorrow on frankspeech.com. Speech is double E, spelled double E, frankspeech.com. That's Mike Lindell's channel. And I believe it's going to be on Steve Bannon, who's also on frankspeech.com, the war room. And they're going to talk about how there's game changer evidence, deleted evidence on the machines, proof of wireless devices, proof that the vote should never have been certified, proof that machines have been manipulated, proof. So, again, do your own reading, research, and here's something else on election fraud. A British operative that inserted himself into President Trump's White House in an effort to tarnish President Trump's name, then inserted himself into the election audit work after the 2020 election in an effort to derail these audits. His name, British operative Andrew Whitney. This is just a few days old, folks. This is all up-to-date information, published articles in the public domain. So this last article here, at least in the context commercial break. Pardon me for going off tangent, but I do a lot. Big tech now censoring report out of Ukraine. Twitter blocks tweets from Russia's embassy in UK claiming maternity hospital was staged. See, you can't get real information anymore, folks. It's all fake. It's all phony. So now I'm going to go into some Ukraine-Russia news real quick. I'm going to rip through as much articles as I can because I'm looking at the clock and I have so much information, as usual. First, wartime reporter confirms Ukrainians are bombing civilians and media is blaming Russia. And the Western media and politicians are doing the same to blame Russia. Look, these are published articles in the public domain. I'm not taking a stance. I'm not saying who's good, who's bad. War is bad no matter how you slice it, because you have to look at it from a humanitarian standpoint, and you mostly have to look at it from an elitist standpoint, from the powers that be and how they want to use every crisis to consolidate power, money, and control. But we have to all be humanitarians. We can do voluntary population control. We don't need wars. We don't need genocide. We don't need eugenics. We don't need poison and toxic medication and foods. We can do it if the people stand together and we have public forums. We can stand together and create solutions and ideas for the betterment of America and the Western world and the world in general from a humanitarian standpoint. Okay, next. Billions of dollars in Ukraine have gone missing, yet U.S. politicians send off billions more. See, Ukraine has been known not just for biolabs, but for money laundering for the deep state. We've mentioned many of these articles. Next, your tax dollars at work. Ukrainian officials keep getting caught fleeing the country with suitcases full of cash and euros. You are paying for it, taxpayers. You are, for the favors and the money laundering. Next, horrifying Russian report. Ukraine biolabs creating special bioweapons for ethnic cleansing. Next, an American soldier tells those coming to Ukraine to fight, not to come. It's a trap. And I've heard of quite a few of these stories where they're taken, you come there to fight, and Ukraine's basically throwing you on the front lines. They want as much many casualties as possible for their story. Ukrainian soldiers, they're neo-Nazis killing Ukrainian citizens. They're taking away people's passports and paperwork so they have nowhere to go. I can't tell you how many of these articles that I've read. Next, 23 dead, including children, after Ukrainian missile strike hits civilians in Donetsk. Editor's Choice poll, vaccinated people. Listen to this, people. I actually read this. Vaccinated people far more likely to support risking World War III over Ukraine. You know the comments of this article? It was because the vaccinated didn't do their homework and didn't read and research, and they took the vaccine, so they feel that they're going to get sick or die, and they have less care about the future. I want you to think about how sad those comments are, but how true they might be. Next, Candace Owens. Don't you love Candace Owens? She is the epitome of an American, and she's so young, so intelligent, so articulate. I mean, I don't know how anyone can not respect Candace Owens. Quote, President Zelensky is a very bad character who is working with globalists against the interest of his own people, unquote, from Candace Owens. Candace Owens doesn't just say something for fame or infamy. She says stuff because she does the reading and research. Next, Russia now allows citizens to purchase massive amounts of gold in their country. So basically, Russia is going to get out of the SWIFT system and have a healthier economy than us. Next, false flag in the next 2 weeks of Russia owns Ukraine. What I say about false flags, it's going to be done by somebody else.
GCN team next. Longevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, I have a quick comment about something that you said. So, class, all of us here at USA Prepares are entrepreneurs. Dr. Sheely, Rich, Gwyneth, Greg, Bert, Kyle, Sharon, Kathy, all of us are entrepreneurs at some level. And entrepreneurs are not risk takers. There's this false belief that entrepreneurs take wild, crazy risks. They don't. They take calculated risks and they do everything they can to minimize risks. Which is very interesting because, Rich, I believe you mentioned that vaccinated people are more willing to risk World War III than those who are not vaccinated. That tells me that vaccinated people are willing to take risks that most entrepreneurs would not take. Interesting. Very interesting. Because if you think about it, having someone you hardly know, if you know at all, inject something that you have no idea what it really is, injected into your body, is a huge risk. And entrepreneurs would shy away from that. We wouldn't want to do that. Rich, back to you.
Well, yeah, and these are all published articles in the public domain. I try really hard not to give broadcast to our class of opinions, 100% opinions. You know, I make comments on a lot of the information, just like one of the last articles I mentioned before the break regarding gold. Now, here's another article right here. Say hello to Russian gold and Chinese petro yuan. And the U.S. Mint announces a silver shortage, the U.S. Mint. Look, you've heard me talk for a long time, Vince, about creating state depositories and getting the state treasury involved so the little people can have a plan B with silver and gold. And yet, the rest of the world is getting ready to do this. And when we hear stories like Saudi Arabia and OPEC being willing to look at the China or the Chinese yuan in lieu of the U.S. dollar for the petrodollar, that means we lose world reserve currency status, we lose more confidence, and at the same time, you have the whole world looking for alternative plan Bs, and yet our ignorant, apathetic, indifferent politicians are not willing to create a plan B because they want this world government with this world cryptocurrency or some type of digital centralized money so they can control the people. And yet you're going to have other places like Russia having more freedoms and even China than we will. So this is why we talk about, look, the elites want to freeze the whole financial system. They want to bring in this new world government, new world currency that's somehow digitalized. This is why they've consolidated They manage tens of trillions of dollars of assets. That's what they do. And that's what the powers that be want. They want to make sure that education, government, big corporations, medicine, Wall Street, the rule of law, social institutions, tech, big tech, basically all the people and organizations infected with greed and corruption consolidate power, money, and control. It's all about making dishonest money so that people can maintain that power, money, control. It's about resembling the unelected, uninstalled, corrupt elections of the Soviet Unions. That's why we need whistleblowers. That's why experts and official authorities don't mean anything anymore. There's no more credibility. There's no more transparency. There's only propaganda and politically correct fake buzzwords. So you got the elites, when they create these black rocks on purpose, they basically rig the system and the laws and the loopholes for their own benefit while they're being raided as too big to fail. That's what's happening. Okay, a couple of last little articles. Pardon my tangents, people. It's impossible not to. Ukraine is implementing the Great Reset via social credit application combining universal basic income and digital identity. See? Look, all these things, we talk about the objectives and where they want to go and how they're going to do it. We don't make this stuff up. You know, we've been saying this stuff. You know, I got a list probably close to 2 years old saying what they were telegraphing what's going to happen. It's all true. In fact, I can add more things onto it. And I mentioned a lot of independent pieces from that list. I'm not trying to say I told you so. And the last one about Ukraine, Zelensky's latest video is said to be a green screen fake. In other words, they use technology in the background to show that he's in a different location than where he really is. And this is, it's all part of the psyops. Nothing is real. Speaking of psyops, I'm going to go real quickly to a little more election fraud. I gave the big news about Mike Lindell announcing really big changing information about election fraud tomorrow, and I think it's going to be done on Steve Bannon. So here we go. To date, not one single independent, objective, and complete audit of Dominion voting machine used in the 2020 election. Next, Dirty Woodall Vogue defies State Department, Supreme Court, and will set up ballot drop boxes in Milwaukee for April primary. That's against the law, and they're still doing it, folks. Rhino, Speaker Robin Voss admits widespread fraud occurred in the Wisconsin, but he said he can't decertify. That's called being bought and paid for in blackmail, folks. When you admit fraud, you do nothing about it. We'll be right back.
Yeah, Rich Eben is with us live in Montana. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.